So let's review. Today's daf begins with a discussion about the thousands of invisible mazik and demons that surround a person without his knowledge and are the cause of certain things that happen around him. Amar Rava, Hayduchka dehava bekala minayuhu. The feeling of being squeezed that one experiences at a public shir, even when it's not crowded, is due to mazikin. Also, the rubbing of mazikin is the reason the garments of yeshiva students wear out so quickly. The Gemara then tells us a method by which one can ascertain their presence, and also about a procedure through which one can actually see them. However, the Gemara says that serious harm can possibly come to one who actually attempts to perform these procedures. The Gemara then discusses davening in the Beis HaKnesses. Tanya, Abba ben Yaman Omer ein tefilasa shel adam nishmas ela beis HaKnesses. A person's prayers are heard only in the Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara then learns out from various psukim that Hashem is found in the Beis HaKnesses. Amr Reb Yitzchak, minayin shakadosh baruch hu motzei beis HaKnesses. Shenema, elekim nitzah b'das keil, that the Shekhinah joins 10 people who daven together. Moreover, says the Gemara, the Shekhinah joins 3 judges sitting in judgment, and also joins 2 people who are learning Torah together, and that the Shekhinah even joins a single person who is learning alone. However, the Gemara explains that there is an added advantage to 2 people learning together, and that is trei michtav and milayi b'seif hazachreinus, that their words of learning are inscribed in the Seif HaZachreinus, a book of remembrance, whereas the words of a single person who learns alone are not inscribed. The Gemara then tells us that just like Klal Yisrael wears tefillin showing our devotion to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manich tefillin, Hashem also wears tefillin, so to speak, containing various passages from the Torah describing His praise for Klal Yisrael and His devotion to them, just as the Pasuk, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz, who is like your people Israel, one nation in the land. The Gemara continues with teachings about attending shul. Amar Ravin bar Avada Amar Yitzchak, Kol Rogel Lovi LeBeis HaKnesses B'Loi Bo Yom Echad. If someone is accustomed to attending shul and fails to come one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo, Hashem inquires about his whereabouts. If he is absent because of a Dvar Mitzvah, a Mitzvah matter, then Noigala, he will have light, meaning he is justified and will succeed. But if his absence is due to a discretionary matter, such as business, then ein noigaloi, he will not have light, meaning he is not justified and he will not succeed, because he should have trusted in Hashem. Amar B'Yechanan, B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bova Beis HaKnesses v'loi motzei ba'asar. When Hashem comes to a Beis HaKnesses and does not find a minyan there, miyad hu koyes, he immediately becomes angry, as the pasuk indicates that Hashem demands, madu abasi v'einish, kerasi v'einoina, why have I come and there is no man? Why have I called and there is no one who answers? The Gemara then teaches us of the importance of kaveya makom letfila, establishing a set place for davening. Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, kol kaveya makom letfilasai elekei Avram be'ezrei. Whoever establishes a set place for davening, the God of Avram will be a help to him. And when such an individual dies, people should say about him, woe for the loss of this humble person. Woe for the loss of this chassid he is from the Talmidim of Avram Avinu. Another statement from Reb Chelba in the name of Rav Huna. Om Reb Chelba, Om Rav Huna, Hayoytze mebeis HaKnesses, Al Yifsia Psia Gasa. That one should not take long strides when leaving shul. On the other hand, when coming to shul, it is indeed a mitzvah to run, as Reb Tanchem said in the name of Reb Shuban Levi, that La'olam Yoretz Odom L'Dvar HaLocha Afilu B'Shabbos. A person should always run to hear Torah matters, even on Shabbos. Reb Zeri said, in fact, that the reward one receives for attending a Torah shir, even when he doesn't understand it, is for running to the shir. Similarly, Abaye said, Igr dekala duchka, the reward one receives for attending the public Torah shir is for being squeezed by the crowd there. Examples of other such teachings are Igr de Beitam Yishtikusa, the reward for attending the house of an oval is for one's silence, and Igr de Tanisa Tzitkasa, the reward one receives from a fast day is for the tzedakah he gives then. At the end of the daf, we learned about gladdening a chosn at his wedding. Reb Shuman Levi says that one who does so is zeichel Torah shenitna b'chamisha kailis. He merits the Torah which was given with 5 sounds. Reb Avo said, kilu hikrif taida. It is as if he offered a carbon taida because the pasuk in Yirmiyah that begins with the words kal sasn v'kal simcha, kal chasim v'kal kala, ends with the words mevim taida beis Hashem. They bring a taida to the house of Hashem. Our daf ends off with one last statement from Reb Chelba in the name of Rav Huna, that a person should always try to be makdim shalom l'chaveri, greet his friend first, before the friend gets a chance to greet him. As the pasuk states, bakish shalom b'redfeyu, seek peace and pursue it. And conversely, if one is greeted by his friend and does not return the greeting, he is called a thief.